Welcome back. My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's Favorite Christian Financial Advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, we are talking about romance scams and how this Hilton Head woman lost $1 million. Let me say that again. She lost $1 million. $1 million. I'm a rock fan, but she did lose $1 million to a romance scam. And what we are finding out is that these scams are increasing year over year. They're not your normal scam that happens in a week or 2 weeks. It happens over months, 6 months, where people are gaining their trust. They're exchanging personal information, actually creating these false narratives of who they are, what they are, and spending tons and tons and tons with these people and having them wire and move money. After 2020, it seems like we've seen an increase of romance scams, and I don't want this to happen to you. Let's take a listen to this story.
In 2022 alone, more than $735 million stolen from Americans by way of romance scams. That's a staggering amount of money, $735 million. Crooks building trust with the victims, ultimately asking them for money, sometimes even wiping out their entire life savings. In the latest WJCL 22 News investigation, our Andy Cole uncovered the ultimate fall from grace.
That's right. A woman's life turned upside down by scammers after she gave them more than $1 million.
Donna Kendall and her husband lived the high life on Hilton Head Island. That is, until he started showing signs of dementia in 2022. With her son, Ken, living in Atlanta, she became lonely and turned to the internet to fill that void.
Wait. Wow. I was feeling bad for a second. I need to hear the rest of this story. So she was married. He got dementia. She got lonely. And then she got scammed for $1 million. I think this is putting the cart before the horse. Look, I don't want to judge right now. Let me take a breath. Okay. Don't judge. There's not enough information yet. Let me see what happens first before we kind of get on our high horse. Let's see. Loneliness is true. We know that people do get lonely, but let's see how this plays out.
Mom liked to laugh, liked to smile.
For Donna Kendall's son, Ken, all he has left is pictures.
And there's my mother and there's me.
She died in September, but not before being scammed out of $1 million.
She had made 5 wire transfers that totaled about $170,000. And I'm saying, who is this person? And she said, well, I've been meaning to tell you about that. She says, I've met someone and it's just complicated.
She's talking about Martin Erickson, a man she met online claiming to be a wealthy businessman. The scammer told her he was in Japan buying a $2 million machine, but needed another $120,000 to ship it back to the States.
Listen, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I mean, I really don't. It's just that these scammers are so brave. How do you tell somebody I'm in Japan, but I have this huge deal, but I need an extra $100,000. That's almost like me saying, hey, listen, I got this diamond ring. It's $500,000. I need $1,000 from you to ship it back. I'm like, where did you get the $500,000? And why didn't you figure out that you're going to need this much money for shipping? I mean, come on. Now, that's the ridiculous part. But then also, too, once again, we talk about verbiage all the time, like how people say things. As a financial advisor, my ears are like ringing. She says, it's complicated. No, it's not complicated. You just don't want to explain it. Because if it was complicated, then you wouldn't have done it. Because a lot of people like the path of least resistance. So whatever you have to do, that makes it easy. But no, you're over here talking about, oh, it's complicated. It's complicated. No, it's not complicated. You need to be honest with yourself and say, listen, I was lonely. I need affection and love. I thought I found it in a man in Japan who was wealthy. He's going to take care of me. And it seemed to be a lie, or it was a lie. And they scammed me out of $1 million. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. It's simple, but you don't want any accountability for what you did, because you may have done things great your whole life. And then at the end, you drop the ball. And this is sad. And that's how the devil works. The devil gets you at your weakest moments. And I'm not saying she's a bad person or nothing like that. But I'm saying she got caught up at the wrong moment. And then now she's trying to hide what happened by saying it's complicated. Just tell the whole story.
I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you, he wrote. You might have to pinch me a couple times so I won't think I'm dreaming. When you're ready or free, let me know so I can send you the link for it. Donna replied, I'll be waiting. Over the next 10 pages of messages, Martin helps 80-year-old Donna send him money through a Turkish bank. And that's just one instance we read in the more than 300 pages of messages her son gave to us. It's only a month's worth of text, but show a disturbing pattern of affection that turns into gaslighting and guilt tripping.
You could not convince her that this person she was talking to was not a real person.
Ken says he tried everything, talking with deputies, attorneys, psychiatrists, even taking her to the doctor for a cognitive test.
He pulled me out in the hallway and he said, this is really, he said, there's nothing I can do. He said, she, mentally, there's nothing wrong with her. She's just making bad decisions.
Oh, man. No, no, no. Why? Oh, man. Why do these videos have to be so painful? Like, it's tough, right? Like, I know I was kind of smiling at first, but this is the reality of it all, right? At first, I thought, okay, maybe, you know, she's just kind of doubling down, a little bit of cognitive dissonance or whatever, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, she knows better. But this person is in too deep. They are in too deep. The mind is a crazy place. It could be your friend or foe. She has thought this person was the love of her life so much that she imagined it so much it became her reality and no one can break it away from her. Because the fear, the ego is so crazy. The fear of this being all a lie and losing hope that maybe she could be happy and do the things that she wants to do superseded everything. And now she's hurting her son. How heartbroken. You may be able to see this on YouTube, but her son is heartbroken. And that broke my heart because he's trying to get to his mother who he loved his whole life. And this man who came into her life for maybe 30 days, you know, 60 days or something like that, was messenger all day long. Her loneliness is gone. She thought that she was full of love. And he turns around and he steals $1 million, not just from her, but from her family. They worked their whole life. They sacrificed. They didn't take days off. They worked overtime. They saved. They contributed to their retirement fund. They did everything right. And then boom, somebody takes it away from them because for 1 month of feeling love and affection, there's a gap there. And I tell y'all all the time, love supersedes everything. Health over wealth. Money is secondary and third. See, but when we don't have money, we want it. We gravitate to it. We're tempted to it. But then once we have it, we realize it's not everything. And what we really wanted was love. We really wanted was compassion. We wanted companionship. She's 80 years old. 80 years old. People are living longer. And some people are still dying sooner. So there's a gap. So what is she going to do? I mean, what would you do, you know, during the situation? This is the second story that I've done. I think I did one last week of an 83-year-old, you know, who was falling in love once again. And they're targeting these people because they know they have nothing to do. They don't have a family circle. They don't have nobody to support them. Now you're thinking, oh, her son's there. He could support her. But that's not love. His son only has a son's type of love. But she needs friends. But I mean, where's her friends? She's 80 years old. Some of her good friends that she really trusts may be gone. That's why I tell y'all all the time, have a good social circle. As you age, as you retire, build your social circle. People who could be checks and balances for you. We talk about the financial five, your financial advisor, your accountant, your lawyer, your power of attorney, and your executor. The POA and executor is to handle your estate before and after your death. So during this time when you're like, hey, I met a guy, you could talk to those people. And I'm not saying just your professional. I'm talking about your friends in general. You know, talk to your friends like, hey, you know, it's a little strange. Guys in Japan, what do you think? But they're so afraid and so ashamed of what they're doing, they'll rather hide. And this is what these scammers do. But let's keep listening.
Once it's been moved quickly, if there's not an immediate recovery, it's very hard to get the money back.
Supervisory Special Agent Aaron Sears leads FBI Atlanta's White Collar Crime Unit. They're the lead law enforcement agency fighting romance and other scams.
We're looking at a multi-billion dollar problem targeting hundreds of thousands of Americans at this point. So if you're not educated on the issue, right? You may already be a victim.
In the latest numbers provided by the FBI, Americans lost $735 million in romance scams alone. South Carolina saw $8 million stolen, and more than $10 million was taken from Georgians, putting the Peach State in the top 10 for this crime. Sears says the bad guys aren't dumb. They're organized, using the latest technology, knowing the likelihood of being caught is slim.
The dollar losses are so large and the victimization is so large that we don't have enough law enforcement resources to address it from a law enforcement perspective. It's an all of government collective effort, right? It's not just the FBI who's working this.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do my job. It was affecting my life. And so I finally just, one day I just said, Mom, this is really, I've got to draw the line. You'd rather believe total strangers over your family. And that's still the hardest part.
Donna lost it all, her house, her family, and all her money. With nowhere else to go, she moved into an Okotie hotel until her death in September 2023.
Just going to have to remember the better times, because the last 2 years were not things I want to remember.
Nobody wants to remember that. Nobody wants to remember. You went from a millionaire to alone in a hotel. You went from a near millionaire to die alone in a hotel. For what? These scammers don't have any heart. And the sad number, as a financial advisor, the sad thing is that these numbers reflect numbers that were reported, not the numbers that go unreported. Not the people who pass away before reporting it. Not the people who send money and are too ashamed to share it with anybody, trying to protect those who may also be in those same situations. This is a sad story, ladies and gentlemen. But the reason I bring these things to you as a financial advisor, I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional with over a decade of experience. Family governance is at the top of what we typically do. So when we bring in a family and we bring on clients, we talk about their family situation. Where are you at? Who's going to inherit the money? Who's in control of this? Who's going to take care of your estate afterwards? The reason we do this is because we have to have a center of influence or people that can talk sense into people if your mental capacity starts to decline. And the doctor said there's nothing wrong with her. This was just her own heart desiring something because it became too late. We talk about all the time anchors. Anchors is when you have a piece of information that is internalized before any other information comes in and you use it as a benchmark. So if she thinks that she's in love, no matter what you say, she can only interpret the new information based on that benchmark, that anchor, which is the reality in her mind that this person loved her. And he gave her words of confirmation, pictures, all these things. And for what? To take her money. As the son said, you believe this guy, you believe this stranger, somebody you never met, over me, and that's what hurts. To me, that's what hurts me as an individual, where somebody that I've loved for so many years believes a stranger they have never met and thinking that they have their best interest in mind over me. And it's just not true. But that's the power of love. There's all types of love. There's godly love. There's spousal love. There's children love. There's all different types of love. And unfortunately, when it comes to intimacy, sometimes it even supersedes the love we have for our own children. Now, I don't know the details between her husband with dementia, if he's still alive or if he passed away or she was lonely or whatever it is or whatever the assumptions may have been. That wasn't in the news report. And I don't think that it was very important, but it may have played a role. It may have played a role. The stress of dealing with somebody who may have dementia may have been weighing on her, and I definitely understand that. So that's why it's important, once again, to get your circle of friends that you can lean on, that you can talk to, so nobody can scam you and lie that they're in love with you. Romance scams are the scariest scams because they attack you when you are vulnerable. Okay? So if you're in that situation, you feel that you're vulnerable, or you feel that, hey, you know, sometimes I do get lonely, find some different types of love. Recognize it, identify it, and find ways to fill it up. If that means loving on your spouse a little bit harder, that means going out on more dates with your spouse, or maybe even just recognizing this is it. One of those choices you can have, but don't give up your life savings and end up dying and passing away in a hotel because you didn't listen. Well, I don't have anything else for you. Usually I'll tell y'all to maybe hire a financial advisor, seek some help, but here I think this video speaks for itself. If you need some more help, if you want to look at some more videos on this type of subject, make sure you go take a look at it. We have over 900 videos available trying to protect you from things like this. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.